A weird poem about visual programming. In a way, visual programming is new, and hardly anyone has a clue. It does not come with a guarantee. That is the biggest problem that I see. In the world of programming, which is a loving and funny and wonderfully challenging world, there's this huge question, and even a huger problem. The question is, does your program fix problems that people actually have? And the huger problem is that everything is completely broken. Phones are missing functionality, operating systems keep crashing, new products need firmware upgrades, and if you are thrifty or cheap, hackers have access to a detailed map of your home, as they can probably hack your vacuum. Weird, huh? So, what does a visual programming language fix? And is that thing really broken? The file structure of a program does not represent what the program does internally. Visual programming languages can create maps of the program flow. And if we sprinkle in some Yaoman templates, for example, we can eat the cake and have the files properly structured too, because then the nodes of a visual program will just generate proper code in proper places. This is a problem that people have. Programmers have to jump a lot of hoops to bridge concepts sometimes. For example, there's a confusing adapter in Read.js that is needed to connect an input box to the node in the programming language. It does make the code neat, it does make sense. But it also crushes Read.js programs under their own weight and non-portable code. It shouldn't have to be a thing. We should never have to worry about adapters. We just need to write what we need and that thing needs to happen. And visual programming languages can abstract things away in such a way so that the developer doesn't need to pamper the programmers, and the programmers have a pretty interface without needing to ask the project lead for changes. There is potential here to create a nicer front end by creating a custom object interface, but unless it comes from the developer itself, then things will get broken really soon, just as soon as changes to the main code are made. A really neat example of pretty code is Dream Code. But the world took a completely different path than this, creating even more complexity. And then the pink elephant that nobody talks about is that the web is about text and maybe navigation maps, not really about connecting boxes together. And beyond that, you need a team of developers to create a visual programming language in a reasonable stretch of time, and you may need multiple and unique prototypes to get it right. Even if you request that everything works exactly like Blender's geometry nodes, there are no guarantees here. Everything is new, and you may end up trying to fix problems that people don't have anyway. The web has a wisdom about itself. For one, when a program is written correctly, in as little as 1 hour, it will already work on big and small screens. There is no guarantee that a visual programming language on a phone will be fixing the problems that people actually have. all the screen pinching and messing around with little wires and trying to connect an output of some math node that is literally 2 feet away on a smartphone seems like trouble. And quite a development risk to take, too. It is a pretty terrible thing to receive a fully functional program after some months of development and then end up not using it for anything because it's too annoying or something similar. Yikes. Imagine hiring a team of developers and the program just can't work on a little screen or can't really help anybody with anything. That pink elephant is a mean creature. The big problem with visual programming is passing information to nodes. You may have a play song node, and then you want the user to pick what song to play. So the play song node is just a beautiful square box, neat and simple, and it is part of a reasonably readable chain of actions. For example, open window, let the user pick a song, verify something, or maybe make some purchase, and then you arrive at the play song node. And now you are in a lot of trouble because you have to drag something from the pick a song node to play a song node. And after a while, you have all these wires everywhere. And no, making the wires of the nodes that are not in the viewport transparent does not help, because we have a mess here. It is a mess. And if we use custom properties, just like in Blender, then all the connections are hidden completely away, and the visual programming language is no longer visual. The wires are gone, but then you can't manipulate the variables while the nodes are calling for their use. So that's a little crazy. So basically, we tried to escape from a mess of source code files and adapter objects and interfaces and data types. And we tried to escape from the arbitrary mess of GraphQL queries, which will sooner or later end up with random data quota as companies start charging by whatever data was transferred. And as we tried to escape from that, we created basically an unreadable mess of wires. And no, you can't just group program functions together into a single node, because the input of that node will still require the wires. And if you just nest custom properties in the stream, then it's going to be a crazy mess when a property goes missing because someone dragged or disconnected something. Visual programming, the way we have it today, works, it's beautiful, it's kind of amazing, but there is a problem. It does not fix as much as it seems, and unfortunately, it gets worse. Because the elephant is not the only creature in the room. I don't know what animal this is, but it has to do with time travel. Because a programmer should be allowed to create a node in behavior description only, VDD, or a unit test. And the visual programming language will complain that the program cannot yet run because this node does not yet exist. That the programmer has to create it, and that the created node must pass the behavior test. For example, we say we want an uppercase node that makes all the letters uppercase. And we describe that. The test is to fail until the word cat, in lowercase, comes out of the node in uppercase. This is a very simple test and a very simple mechanism that allows the creation of large programs that are yet to be programmed. This is really useful. There can be a bounty backend here, for example, where programmers will get bounties for programming those very little nodes. Here, the developer or a clever company armed with this program will watch it bubble up into reality, node by node. Or, at the very least, the programmer will get a decent to-do list, and the project lead, perhaps, a reasonable time estimate. I hate to make things harder, but to add insult to injury, these wire-based programs can sometimes branch, creating large trees of flow controls. There may be a real need, and thus a large reuse of variables as the program takes different routes that are only slightly different. And now we triple or quintuple the number of wires going everywhere. Here, trying to fix a quirk that potentially exists on multiple unreadable branches makes visual programming a visual problem. And the whole effort becomes pretty pointless. Because what happens in the end is that it turns out that it was easier not to use the visual programming language. That's quite a problem to have. And I just want to throw this one last thing in here. Aligning nodes to make them more visually appealing, or to make them go around some cluster of nodes, is a huge waste of time and quite a distraction. While I don't have real answers, and I continue testing ReadJS and now Dataflow, given the large complexity on the visual programming language implementation end, and the potential outcome that involves massive readability or lost variable issues, it seems to me that the first principle of visual programming should be smartphones and tablets first. And here, Cytoscape may be a better visualization library, as it serves as a map and has automated layout, and the library is complete and very little programming is required here. It's already implemented, and the readability is right there in their examples. These are simple circles or shapes with easy-to-read labels, and there is nothing more complex. No sockets for wires, none of that stuff. Once a node, which here is more abstract, is clicked, then the smartphone will enter a standard web page for that node, perhaps even open it in a new tab. All the operations will be performed by a wizard or a step-by-step user interface, where if someone is trying to add a new node, the page will just list all the available or compatible nodes with just standard web technologies, no unusual graphics to implement. The Cytoscape map is a map of flows within the program. They are simple and readable and done. The node configuration values and properties, all the wires that create an unreadable mess in a standard visual programming language, are replaced with values that are just injected into the entire flow control system, but then tracked by all these web pages that correspond to all the nodes. When the program is ran, all the unsaved values are automatically removed. But of course, creating a verbose linter is an awesome option too. It will complain that, hey, you have a song name in the flow control stream, but the last time you used it was in the play node. That's like 15 nodes away. Do you want me to remove it from the stream where you last used it, or are you still gonna need it? Finally, does this fix a problem that people actually have? Maybe, yes. It shows the flow control of programs graphically, beautifully, with labels and color-coded shapes. And it allows even the novice user to inject variables into the stream, such as email, by asking, "What is your email address?" And then it allows to use that value later on in the flow control stream, or branching streams, in an alert when the computer is running out of disk space, or maybe when water is detected in the basement. Here, there is room for a node to suggest to the user what it needs, and perhaps even go as far as to offer injecting an input node that asks for email. Cool beans. Visual programming is a really, really great idea. But it does not mean that we need to create visual nodes with little input boxes and property sockets. Though it does require that we need to think in streams or flows and nodes, so that the end result is just a bunch of easy to comprehend and follow boxes or nodes connected together by lines. Visual programming just means that we have to help the user see how the entire program flows.